Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, a nice day. I'll tell you what, it's comfortable if you get the opportunity, just cool enough. Can open the windows. Humidity, it's right there on the edge. If you want to tough it out, open the windows. If you don't want to tough it out, open the windows. Really, it's just it's an absolutely really glorious sort of a day. Politics and Pints tickets went on sale today. Yeah, no, I know, we were all shocked, but they're on sale. Don't miss your chance. That's the point here. You know what happens? Saying it was 5 years we've been doing this. You know who invented the name Politics and Pints, don't you? I did. I don't care who else is trying to take credit. I did. Sitting there with our then supervisor, Greg, shooting ideas back and forth. Now, I will give Greg credit. Greg came up with Pints and Politics. And I said, you know, you might have a drinking problem. You might, that may be the first step in admitting you've got a problem, maybe need a chip. I said, how about Politics and Pints? That way, you know, you're talking about something a little more substantive, but you're not letting anybody forget. Yeah, there's alcohol coming to help you deal with the issues you're discussing. So that's how we got Politics and Pints. And we've done it now throughout Central Virginia for about 5 years, and I guess every couple of months we do it. There doesn't seem to be any real rhyme or reason to it. But every couple of months we say, you know, we haven't done this for a while. We should do this. So we're doing it. Yeah, and I would love for you to come. I don't have any tickets to give you. I'm just going to tell you that right now. If you're kind of sitting back and saying, oh, I'm going to win tickets, I don't think you are. I think what you're going to need to do is jump online right now. Go to WRVA.com. WRVA.com and get your tickets. It's just that simple. It could not be easier. It's Wednesday, October the 16th. It kicks off at 6 o'clock in the evening. Our friends at Chronic Care of Richmond, once again, sponsoring the whole doggone thing. My friends, Dr. Brian Snyder and Janine, the whole team over there. You know, I'm a patient at Chronic Care of Richmond, so I'm very, very fond of Chronic Care of Richmond. But it's Chronic Care of Richmond. It's Colette. It's my friends at Richmond Office Interiors, as well as Better Floors. And yes, I do like the fact that most of the people who are sponsoring this are part of my show. They're my people. But I do want you to come. We've got me. We've got John Reed, Brian Kilmeade. Dana Lash is coming in as well. So it should be exciting. There is a complimentary pint that is included, which, of course, will help you to deal with Howard Gutman, who is six different shades of insane. You want to go? WRVA.com. I wouldn't wait. That's the one piece of advice. I don't want to wag my finger, but I am sort of wagging my finger. I don't want you to wait, because if you wait, you're not going to get the chance. The tickets will be all sold out. They always sell out. Maybe we'll put some people to work, because it doesn't seem like Kamala Harris or Joe Biden have the ability to put a lot of people to work. These brand new numbers are out, and I think the technical economic term is they stink. And they stank last month and the month before, and now they're revising numbers down. Again, I'm not a trained economist, but Dr. Dave Brad is. And, you know, the good doctor joins us every Friday, and we always look forward to chatting with him. I'm going to remind everybody before we even chat with Dave. Number one, yes, Dave is the senior vice president at Liberty University for business relations, but he is here of his own accord. He's here speaking for him, not the university, and we're just always happy to have him here. Dave, thank you for visiting.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jeff. Love it. Love the show.
Well, thank you, my friend. It's always good to hear your voice. I'm just going to throw it out there to you. What are we supposed to make of these new numbers coming in about the employment situation?
Yeah, well, you know, finally, the markets are reacting, right? So the real economy, right, and the earnings, the profits that come from that economy are now in trouble. And so the sugar highs worn off, the Federal Reserve money printer, the effect is wearing off. The fiscal spending is still there, right? We're still doing $2 trillion deficit spending, so that's still there. But yeah, the job numbers came out. They corrected down a million job miss they reported a month ago. Now they continue to come out. The Federal Reserve Bank has, you know, this Beige Book report, and they got their 12 district reports. And so about two times ago, seven or nine of those 12 districts were positive out of 12. Then it went to five positive when it comes to growth and employment overall. Now it's down to three out of the 12 Federal Reserve districts are reporting positive, and the nine are reporting negative news. So that's kind of your summary. And then, of course, you'll never hear, go out to Zero Hedge, right? They have all these great charts that the mainstream press won't cover. The Wall Street Journal actually just printed one of them. But since 2009, the foreign-born workers have gained, what is it, three million jobs, and native-born workers have lost 1.3 million jobs. Right, so foreign-born workers in the U.S. have gained 3 million jobs. Native-born workers have lost 1.4 million jobs. So that is on top of it. That, of course, is due to the border invasion of 14 million people.
Right.
These are all widely acknowledged facts now, right? They're in. The economy is now reflecting that. But what is really missed by this is the new split in the income distribution. The liberals used to care about poor people and the income distribution. Right now, the rich are getting all the gains from the stock market, right? The top 10% own 90% of the stock market. Mm-hmm. The top 10% own 90%. So the Federal Reserve, they create the boom-bust cycle for the rich, right? So the 07-08 crisis, they printed too much money in 04-05. Okay, so you could say, well, they made a mistake. They've been making this mistake over and over and over. Now we're in the middle of another super bubble. They printed way too much money, right? $9 trillion on their balance sheet a couple years back. And so now the stock market is propped up. It's collapsing. The rich know how to make gains through that process. You and me in the middle class with a 401k, we're going to get whacked. And then the folks who don't have any financial literacy are going to sell when they hear the bad news. And the rich are going to buy.
Yeah.
At the lows, right?
Yep. It,
when the average person sells, it's low. The rich come in, scoop it all up cheap, and the market goes back up. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. And that's why you have a new populist realignment in the United States right now.
Jeez. Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. Dave, of course, senior vice president over at Liberty University, has spent a lifetime as an economist, as a professor, as somebody who is helping Liberty University get the very best and the brightest. But he's not here for any of that. He's here because he's Dave Brad, and we love having him here. And we're just sort of shooting these these numbers around. So, Dave, a lot of us looking at this and saying, okay. So Kamala Harris and Joe Biden stink when it comes to employment and the economy. They don't understand business. They don't understand numbers. If we vote for Donald Trump and the Republicans, all will be fixed. Is that close to true?
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Well, I'm not going to overstate it there, but Trump, for the first time in 40 years, had blue-collar wages going up, which was a notable first, right? So the folks he said, I'm going to help, he helped, right? And he also, the major difference between Republican policy and Democrat policy is the Democrats, since World War II, always focused on the demand side, right? So they just go into debt, they do government spending. That's why all the new job numbers are government, right? They're all government sector jobs. I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
Whereas on the Republican side and the Trump policy and the free market folks, they know the only way you're going to get long-run growth is if you incentivize the supply side. And then, of course, you're called every name in the book, but all human history was broke. You know, we made $1,000 a year for all of human history until 1776 with Adam Smith, who showed you how to incentivize the supply side and create a business class and a capitalist. And so Marx hates the capitalists. The capitalists are morally bad, just like you and I are morally bad. Everybody is self-interested under the sun. That's Milton Friedman's main point, right? I'd love to, you know, do a moral snapshot of the communist leadership right now in Russia and China. If you think the morally good people are communists, you know, you got a weakness and deficiency in your moral education. And so the free market system produces, and that's roughly the difference, right? You focus on the supply side, and you don't get inflation because you get productivity instead. The left juices up demand on the demand side without producing anything more. And, of course, when you got more money chasing no more goods, you get inflation. And so that's it.
And that is the very basic definition of inflation, correct? Because if I understand it, then it's got to be pretty simple. Too many dollars chasing too few goods, period, end of story.
Yeah, that's right. And so the connective tissue there is the government spends, right? They go into debt, you know, $2 trillion a year now. We're up to $50 trillion in debt at the end of this budget cycle in 8-9 years, right? And so then that doesn't cause the inflation. Right, the government spending, just so everybody knows, I'm not doing politics here.
Yeah.
That doesn't cause the inflation. What causes the inflation is the Federal Reserve always comes in and accommodates. That's the key word. Go Google that term. The Federal Reserve accommodates the federal spending by printing the money. That causes the inflation. If they didn't print the money, right, then the government might try to spend more, but it's going to compete with the sports stuff and cars and washing machines and everything else.
Yeah.
Right? So it's the printing of money, of course, that causes the inflation only.
So when Mrs. Brad or Mrs. Katz comes along and says, "Hon, could you accommodate me in this situation?" It's the one thing that separates us from the federal government, right? We can accommodate each other, but we have to live within our means.
Yeah, that's right. I thought you were going to put me in a hot spot.
No, sir, no, that, not a chance.
No, that's right. Right. Yeah. That's right. The accommodation, the best way to accommodate people and help their family and their kids and their future is to have sound money over time so that people can make long-run, rational economic choices. If you have these boom-bust cycles like you have right now, and then when the average Joe reads Warren Buffett selling $1 billion in Bank of America stock, and Elon's getting attacked by Brazil and Europe and everybody on freedom issues, then everybody goes, holy moly, something's going on here, folks, and it's not good.
I want to take a couple of seconds here, remind everybody Dr. Dave Brad is with us from Liberty University, and you can put on your Liberty University hat now if you don't mind, because
I want to hear more about
the CEO conference, this big event you've got coming up at Liberty.
Yeah, I don't name individuals or firms or whatever, but we have, 500 folks coming in, hundreds major leaders of major firms you'll all know. World leaders, we do a huge African push. We got about 40 friends from Nigeria coming in, diplomats, ambassadors from 10 countries. It's just a great networking experience. We just call it friends in faith, win-win, business opportunities. And so if you're out in Richmond and you want to come visit Liberty, you're thinking about having your kids come here, this is a great Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to do it. It's September 23 to 25. In a couple weeks, and it's a great place to do some business networking. We also have the former Secretary of Defense, the former Secretary of Health, the former Secretary of Labor, et cetera.
Yeah.
So a bunch of high end folks that can help you navigate the world we're in. They're all speaking on panels. There's a China panel, defense panel, and if you want to get a hold of me, I just go out to Brat Economics on Getter. And I have an email right there. Just email me there, and I'll shoot you all this stuff. Brat Economics on Getter. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, we're going to keep sharing it, Dave, because I'm excited. As you know, I'm coming out for a couple of days. I just think it's going to be such an incredible event, but such an event filled with good, decent people and opportunities.
Oh, it is. It's great. Everyone has – everybody just enjoys it. 3 days. Our students help host it. We got a future CEO dinner on Monday night. It's great.
Love it. Well, I want you to have a wonderful weekend, a blessed weekend, and as always, I thank you for being here, sir.
Yep. Thanks for having me on, Jeff. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. That is Dr. Dave Brat. Great, great guy. Go to Brat Economics on Getter if you want to learn more about the big CEO summit that's coming up at Liberty. 347, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com